Called Antisocial Skateboard Shop.
Hello, Antisocial.
Hey, what's up, bruh?
Chillin'. Who's this?
You don't know me.
You sound like Cassie, but I don't think that's who this is.
I'm not Cassie. Is she hot?
What's up?
What's up? Okay, I'm calling with a kind of a far-out question.
Okay.
So, I've been down on my luck lately, sleeping in my homie's kitchen on an air mattress. Like, actually. Like, I'm not even kidding. And he just had this crazy party, and this chongo stole all of our decks.
Wow.
I know, whack. I was wondering if you could do me a solid and throw me, like, 12 decks for, like, the price of one.
Are you crazy? I mean, that's insane. No, I can't do that.
No. Would you do me, like, any solids, though? Like...
I mean, we can't really, the boards aren't marked up very much, so we can't do, they're kind of just like a set price. We can't really do much on them. If you get a whole setup, we give you 10% off, but that's probably not what you're looking for.
You can show your support right now on your mobile device or computer by heading to citr.ca/donate or in person and over the phone during our annual fundraising week, February 28th to March 7th. Donate to keep CITR weird. Do you recognize the song playing in the background? It plays every hour on the hour as part of our flagship station ID. If you do recognize this song, chances are less than 1 in 12 that you have donated to CITR. That means 11 out of 12 of our regular listeners are getting our content for free. So naturally, we called local businesses to see if we could get that kind of a deal. Here's how things went when we called Duffin's Donuts.
Hello, Duffin's Donuts.
Hi, I was wondering if I can get 12 pupusas, but just pay for one of them.
Like, do we owe you?
Owe you cinnamon rolls?
No, you don't owe me. Just, I was just seeing if, like, that was a deal I could make.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe in 20 years?
In 20 years?
Yeah. Is that okay?
Okay. I was hoping for it now, years. Though, but...
No, 20 years later.
20 years.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
I'll try in 20 years.
You can show your support right now on your mobile device or computer by heading to citr.ca/donate or in person and over the phone during our annual fundraising week, February 28th to March 7th. Donate to keep CITR weird.
20 years, eh? I like that. That's funny. Welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We're just listening to Anita's great work as per usual. Sam Squatch Hideaway. See you, Anita. We have a great show. I wasn't here last week, so I played an older Valentine's Day special. And the weather was kind of crazy, so I couldn't make it up to campus to do this show. So I thought, you know, we'll just keep the mood going for another couple days and then move right into spring season. And everyone knows what that means. New horizons. So we have some great stuff here. This is 11.9. Starting to get existential, but not quite yet. We have classic National, classic Beatles, classic Zeppelin, classic Hendrix, Beck, classic Wilco, Brand New Homeshake, Junior Boys, Freak Heat Waves, some Rye remix, which is amazing. Classic Joy Division, and another bonus gem that will be sure to impress. Let's get things going. This is the National.
Something better than before. We expected something more. Do you really think you can just put it in a safe behind a painting, lock it up and leave? Do you really think you can just put it in a safe behind a painting, lock it up and leave? Funny again, whatever went away, I'll get it over now. had money, I'd get funny again. Walk away now, and you're gonna start a war. Than before, we expected something more. You were always weird, but I never had to hold you by the edges like I do now. You were always weird, but I never had to hold you by the edges like I do now. Walk away now, and you're gonna start a war. Went away, I'll get it over now. I'll get money, I'll get funny again. Walk away now, and you're gonna start a war.
Somewhere in the black mining hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon. And one day his woman ran off with another guy, hit young Rocky in the eye. Rocky didn't like that. He said, I'm gonna get that boy. So one day he walked into town, booked himself a room in the local saloon. Rocky Raccoon checked into his room, only to find Gideon's Bible. Rocky had come equipped with a gun to shoot off the legs of his rival. His rival, it seems, had broken his dreams by stealing the girl of his fancy. Her name was McGill, and she called herself Lil, but everyone knew her as Nancy. Now she and her man, who called himself Dan, were in the next room at the hoedown. A Rocky burst in and grinning a grin. He said, Danny boy, this is a showdown. But Daniel was hot, he drew fast and shot, and Rocky collapsed in the corner. Proceeded to lie on the table. He said, Rocky, you met your match. And Rocky said, Doc, it's only a scratch. And I'll be better, Doc, as soon as I am able. And now Rocky Raccoon, he fell back in his room.
One of the millions of Canadians who experience depression, anxiety, or some other form of mental illness, there's a free course that can help. The Wellness Recovery Action Plan is an evidence-based program that works. It's developed and facilitated by peers who have experienced their own mental health challenges and have used RAP to recover and maintain long-term stability. It's based on the key concepts of hope, personal responsibility, education, self-advocacy, and support. For more information about the free RAP groups hosted by Vancouver Coastal Health, visit their peer-led website, spotlightonmentalhealth.com.
I also recommend listening to some Wu-Tang Clan, but that's really good work, though. Good to hear. We're listening to 1967 classic blues, Jimi Hendrix. Doesn't really get much better than that. Arguably the best debut of all time, but I would say that's Nas Illmatic, and Our Experience is right up there. Yeah, I can't say enough about that record. It's one of my favorite songs. Got me really into the blues as a youngster for a bit, and then I thought I would just put the blues down, get back into it when I'm a senior, but that's just me. prior to that, Led Zeppelin off of Led Zeppelin 3, probably my second favorite Led Zeppelin album behind Physical Graffiti. Just an amazing song. The guitar work on there is absolutely incredible. Jimmy Page is a genius. Just the layers upon layers, the psychedelic nature of that album and that song in particular. Great message, just super cool track. And the Beatles, Rocky Raccoon, that's a Paul McCartney track, of course, played by other Beatles, Lennon and Ringo and George, and also George Martin with the honky-tonk piano. George Martin, one of the best producers ever, and he was so responsible for adding so much, I guess, layers to the sounds of the Beatles and basically making their songs kind of epic suites. And the Beatles, the White Album, 1968, in my opinion, the best album of all time, bar none. There's just too much good stuff on there. As Stephen Thomas Erlewine would say, each track is an entity unto itself, and it's so true. And yeah, so I can't get enough of that record. Definitely my favorite record ever. The National, The Boxer, or Boxer from 2007. I hadn't heard that album for about 5, 6, maybe even more years. And just a great record. I remember getting into indie rock back in the day and just really feeling that. The drums and the vocals on that album are just superb. And yeah, so I can't really get enough of that album too. So we have lots of great music to keep it going. Still around the Valentine's theme a bit, but now we're going to break through onto the other side. This is Beck off of Gero.
We'll be right back. like an aquarium drinker, a assassin down the avenue. I'm hiding out in the big city blinking. What was I thinking when I let go of you? Let's forget about the tongue-tied lightning. Let's undress just like cross-eyed strangers. This is not a joke, so please stop smiling. What was I thinking when I said it didn't hurt? Baby, hold on tight. You were so right when you said I've been drinking. What was I thinking when we said goodnight? I don't believe in touchdowns. What was I thinking when we said hello? I always thought that if I held you tightly, you would always love me like you did back then. Then I fell asleep in the city, kept blinking. What was I thinking when I let you back in? I am trying to break your heart. I am trying to break your heart. You still are the lion if I said it wasn't easy. I am trying to break your heart. Thank you.
Tune in every Thursday from 11 p.m. till midnight for Copy and Paste with your host, Tim, a.k.a. Autonomy, the very best in underground dance music.
Do you recognize the song playing in the background? Plays every hour on the hour as part of our flagship station ID. If you do recognize this song, chances are less than 1 in 12 that you have donated to CITR. That means 11 out of 12 of our regular listeners are getting our content for free. So naturally, we called local businesses to see if we could get that kind of a deal. Here's how things went when we called Budgie's Burritos.
Budgie's Burritos.
Hi.
Hey.
I was wondering if you have any kind of deal on right now where I could get like a dozen burritos for the price of one.
No.
Okay. Do you have any promotions on right now?
No, we don't do promotions.
Oh. Okay.
Cool. Later.
You can show your support right now on your mobile device or computer by heading to citr.ca/donate or in person and over the phone during our annual fundraising week, February 28th to March 7th. Donate to keep CITR weird.
All right. We were just listening to Rye. That's Poolside Remix, brand new album that Rye just released. It's a remix record. It's fantastic. I'm a super huge Rye fan and really liked the last record from them. And Blood Remixed is just absolutely crazy. Just shows their talents at such a high level. And really think Rye is kind of like a contemporary, quasi-Sade sounding sound. So yeah, check out Rye, that remixed record. It's super good. Freak Heat Wave, Sinking in a Pale Cloud, Bonnie State of Mind, freaky album, freaky great stuff. Check that out. Junior Boys, What You Won't Do for Love, Big Black Coat, 2016, or I think it was 2016 it was released. It might have been a bit later, but it's a fantastic record. I'm a huge Junior Boys fan as well, and I really like that album. It's super dark, it's dirty, it's grimy, it's super high-level electronic music. So yeah, definitely check that out. Homeshake just released a new album. It's called Helium. It's really good, as per usual. Homeshake's quality control is very high. Really like that song, Another Thing. And I really like the little kind of staccato piano or synth playing that's going on in the background, and really can't get enough of that. Prior to that, Wilco, I'm Trying to Break Your Heart, Yankee Hotel Foxtrot. That record is from 2004, I believe. 2002, wow. So it's been around for a long time. Definitely one of the best produced albums of all time, and just one of the better indie rock albums ever too, and one of the better albums of the 2000s or the early aughts. Can't get enough of Wilco, really feeling that record. And yeah, it's just super complex. That song is just the way it builds and just kind of breaks out towards the end. It's just something super, super spectacular. And prior to that, Beck, Broken Drum off of Garrow from 2005. Can't get enough of that track or that album. Shout out to Beck. Looking forward to a new album coming up soon. He always doesn't disappoint. So anyways, we'll keep things going. We have a couple more tracks. Gonna say goodnight. We'll be back next week, an existential show. So those ones are always a lot of fun. We're gonna kick things out with some Joy Division, one of the greatest songs of all time. And before we get to that, starting in a couple weeks, there's Fun Drive. So again, as you've been hearing tonight, our station, we have a lot of great people here and a lot of great DJs and a lot of great programmers and super, super talented people. And they're super creative. They pour their heart into their sound and in their shows. And so, you know, donate some money, 10, 20 bucks. Help this keep these things going. We run so many programs and artistic and professional development workshops and programs that are going on for people of all ages. What I really like, I'm not a student. I'm going to be applying for my PhD pretty quickly, or I have, so I'll find out in a month if I get in, but we'll see, crossing fingers. But I came in as a community member and was able to do this show for the past 2.5 to 3 years. So the thing that's really cool is that people from around the community can come on and do their own shows too. So it's really not just a university station, it's a Vancouver-wide station. So shout out for Fun Drive. There'll be more information, and hopefully you can donate to this show and to others in the next couple weeks. We're going to kick things out again. Atmosphere, Joy Division. Good night, everyone.
By the rivers, through the streets, every corner.